Turnovers have been a big story in this game, actually, for both sides. The Friars have 22 turnovers, but Bradley has 18 turnovers, very uncharacteristic of a Braves team that was seventh nationally in fewest turnovers per game at only 11 per contest. But that's helped the Friars basically stay in this. They have outshot Bradley from the floor tonight and have played some very good defense in their zone.
Well, Friars had great preparation. The last ball game they played West Virginia, who shot the three-pointers but made them all. Friars extended out on the defense in this one and made Bradley have to take two-point shots.
All right, you've got 21 on the shot clock, 57 on the game clock, and you're down a point. McDermott inbounds to Efetuku. Gets around Twy. Drives the lane. Throws up the floater. Off the rim, no good. Ball pops out. Williams saves it before it goes into the backcourt. Friars keep possession of fresh shot clock. 14 seconds difference between the clocks. Williams, mid-floor circle. Works on Franklin to the right side. Now Curry shoots out between the circles to grab the ball. Goes left for Efetuku. 20 on the shot clock. Bounces to Hill on the left side. Works his way in. There's the double team. Kicks the ball off right corner. Curry out to Williams. Williams, center, spins in the lane. Leans in to Herbert Hill. Puts it up. Missed it! He missed the shot. Sally has the rebound, and they're going to call timeout. Bradley calls timeout to save the possession with 20 seconds left. Herbert Hill missed from point-blank range.
What a good pass, too, by Williams. He got it over to him. The defense went over after Williams. He threw the left-handed pass over to Herbert. Braiding his hands, he kept the ball up high. He just missed the shot.
Oh, my. 20 seconds left. Put it up short. And Herbert Hill, you have to hope that that's not his final shot of his career because he left it short.
Well, the Friars in their huddle now have to know who the free throw shooters are that shoot poorly for this Bradley team, because you have to foul. It's 20 seconds to go in the ball game here. Bradley up by one. The Friars have to deny the ball inbound somehow, some way. If they get a 5-second count, great. If not, I think you have to foul right away and put Bradley on the foul line. You'd like to foul one of their poor foul shooters, but you make it a one-possession game either way, because if he makes two of them, you still have a three-point shot away from tying the ball game. But you try to steal the ball on the inbound pass and try to deny it inbounds, maybe you get a 5-second count.
72-71, Bradley. McDermott will guard the ball. Twy will try to bring it inbound from the baseline. 20 seconds remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. Friars, if the ball gets inbounded, will have to foul and then perhaps a three-point attempt at the basket. Twy looks for the inbound play. Stops, looks, finds Franklin in the corner. He's double-teamed. He can't get out of trouble. The Friars reach in. They're going to call time. They thought they had a tie ball, and Jeff McDermott is livid on the play. The official allowed him to call timeout.
That's
as the Friars thought that they had the jump ball.
That's twice he's called timeout when they looked like the Friars had a timeout. But, John, I told you, you needed a 5 or 6 or 8 point lead in this ball game because you're not going to get a call. They had the ball in there. They both tied them up. They had the ball, both of them. It should have been a tie-up, and it was Friar possession. I think the Friar possession,
belongs to Providence. It does.
That was
Tim Welsh. Tim Welsh wanted an explanation from the official, and he says, I heard him say timeout. I read his lips. So 15.9 left on the clock.
But that doesn't hurt Bradley. They took off almost five seconds on the clock.
Nope. They have one timeout remaining, the Braves do. The Friars are out of timeouts if they get the ball somehow here.
Friars will not get a call. You can guarantee that. So they have to try to deny the ball inbounds here again. Maybe get a 5-second count. They have one timeout left. It's a tough place to play defense from on the side of the court there to set up a press, because you never practice that. You never practice a press from the side of the court. It's either under the basket or at midcourt. You don't want to get beat long on this one. You have to keep everybody in front of you. And you have to foul right away, John. If you don't get the steal on the inbounds, you have to foul right away.
Well, perhaps they can come out and try to do the same thing they just did and maybe get a call this time.
No, that's not going to happen. I think you got to come out and foul, put them on the foul line.
And then you got time perhaps to set up a play.
Oh, yeah, you have plenty of time to set up a play. And you're assuming that they'll make both free throws, but if they miss one of them, it's a two-point game. You get something going to the basket. You cannot allow them to take time off the clock here.
Fly will inbound from the backcourt, but from the sideline with McDermott in front of him.
Look
on the left side.
Look how they spread them out. They got everybody in the front court there.
Fly looks, wants to throw the big pass, inbounds underneath the Ruffin. Ruffin on the baseline, drives around the double team to Crouch. Back to Fly. They break it into the fourth court. Left. Franklin is fouled on the play with 8.8 left. Finally, Curry reaches in, and Sherrod Curry fouls out of the game.
Well, they didn't want Ruffin on the line because he's their best foul shooter. Got Franklin on the line. Let's see what he
80%.
Shoots. 80%. So good job by Bradley finding the right people in that situation to put on the line. They're all good, decent foul shooters anyway, but the two guys that you wanted to have the ball end up with the ball in that situation to get fouled.
So Curry fouls out.
That's a big foul out too there, John, because Curry's the guy who can push the ball up the floor on some penetration and throw it out for a possible three-point play opportunity. Fry's down one right here. You're assuming both shots are going to be made.
Well, you have to. But it is a one-and-one now for Franklin. It's the ninth team foul.
Now, if you're Tim Welch, you tell you, Tim, listen, we've missed three missed free throws on the foul line in this ball game down the stretch here. You have to anticipate that a miss is coming up, so make sure you box out.
So it'll be a one-and-one for Franklin as the Friars will bring Brian McKenzie into the game to replace Gerard Curry again, who fouls out with 10 points here and 8.8 seconds left on the clock. 72-71 Bradley. Franklin, 80% from the line. He has 13 points in the second half, 15 total for the game. He is 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. 1-and-1 here for Franklin, the senior from Houston, Texas. He lets it fly. It is on the way. It is good. Makes it a two-point game.
You have to anticipate a miss right now. You have to box out.
The difference is coming from the free throw line here, folks. The Friars have missed, and Bradley is making.
And missing layup.
Second shot is on the way, and it is good. Friars need a three to tie it. Inbounds comes to Efetuku. 7 seconds left into the forecourt. Drives to the left side with four, with three, gets up the off-balance three, got it, a goal! With 1.1 left,
what
inbound
a shot.
Comes to Ruffin, he lets it go half-court, overtime in Peoria!
Unbelievable, what a shot by Wayne Efetuku. He has been missed the clutch here in the second half. He's hit three straight jump shots from two-point land to keep the Friars hanging around when it was 68-63 in favor of Bradley. Then he makes that fall-away three-pointer on the wing there and sends this game into overtime. What a big shot by Wayne Efetuku.
Overtime it is in Peoria. We'll take the timeout. 74-74 as we play five more minutes. From Nelligan Sports, this is Providence Friar Basketball.
You have limited time to make it to class.